Welcome to today's devotional reading from Our Daily Bread. It was written by Karen Huang, and she titled it, Come Home to God. One early evening while I was jogging near a construction site in our neighborhood, a skinny, dirty kitten meowed at me plaintively and followed me home. Today, Mickey is a healthy, handsome adult cat, enjoying a comfortable life in our household and deeply loved by my family. Whenever I jog on the road where I found him, I often think, thank you, God. Mickey was spared from living on the streets. He has a home now. Psalm 91 speaks of those who dwell in the shelter of the Most High, making their home with God. The Hebrew word for dwells here means to remain, to stay permanently. As we remain in Him, He helps us live according to His wisdom and to love Him above all. God promises us the comfort of being with Him for eternity, as well as the security of His being with us through earthly hardship. Although trouble may come, we can rest in His sovereignty, wisdom, and love, and in His promises to protect and deliver us. When we make God our refuge, we live in the shadow of the Almighty. No trouble can touch us except that which His infinite wisdom and love allow. This is the safety of God as our home. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Psalm 91, verses 1 through 2, and verses 14 through 16. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Now picking up at verse 14. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for finding us when we were lost and alone, and for welcoming us into the home we have in you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Joyce Dinkins, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.